Hey guys, what's up? This is Telly.
It's Tony.
It's Zach.
And Matt.
And we are back with another episode of the TWA Family Hour podcast. Thank you for tuning in. We got another episode where we are using some of our Patreon members as guests as we utilize some of your old perks, but also just, you know, have a different perspective of, you know, answering different questions you guys may have. And, you know, who knows where we're going to stumble across, but we are going to be talking about music this week. So maybe you guys will be finding out some new music. Hopefully you enjoy what we're listening to.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we'll just go fuck ourselves.
Yeah, maybe someone's found some stuff that's helped them cope with these weird times. And maybe they're grateful that they found it in a way because of COVID. But originally, these podcasts were supposed to be on the road, yeah?
Yep.
I mean, that's how it started.
That's what it meant. Like, originally, when we came up with all the perks, like, it was, you're going to be a guest on tour, right?
I'm
pretty sure that's what
no.
it was. Really? There was no Zoom at
VIP
the time.
VIP was for that. Well, no, we were going to do call-ins.
Oh.
And have people do it that way. That, I mean, that's one thing I guess that's good about this is Zoom has enabled everyone to kind of connect. It's like a higher quality FaceTime, and you know, hopefully we'll just continue to grow the podcast. I mean, I think that was the goal, was to make it, you know, like its own thing that we can do on and off tour, to both connect with you guys, but, you know, stay up to date with each other, world things happening, and all the good times, and unfortunately some of the bad. This year's had a little bit of both, obviously, but hopefully for you guys, like stuff like this podcast, you know, releasing music, live streams, all the things that we try to do, hopefully that is it's a part of what makes this year a little bit easier. And obviously music is something that we all love very much, so
yeah. And guys, feel like maybe use this podcast as maybe some sort of tool to find some new music, you know. Yeah, like Telly said earlier, we're just asking what everyone's been listening to while they've been stuck in their house. So definitely go ahead and check out some of these bands or artists that these kids talk about in, well, and adults, I'm sure, but in the upcoming hour or so. First off, we've got Holden. You guys cool with me bringing him in?
Let's bring him in.
All right, here's Holden. I hear him.
I hear him
rustling around back there. There he is.
Oh,
there he is.
What up, dude?
How are y'all
doing? How you doing?
Doing good, dude. Doing good. What was that, man? Sorry. Oh, nice. Good. Love to hear it.
Can y'all hear me all right?
Yeah, we can hear you. Yeah. You're kind of cutting in a little bit, in and out a little bit, but it seems to be leveling out somewhat.
Good. I'll make sure. Good to go.
Okay. Yeah, you're cutting in pretty. You're cutting in and out pretty bad. Your voice.
I like the vibe set up though.
Yeah, the vibe look. Yeah. The vibe looks good.
Pass the vibe check.
He's got the streamer background going on with the lights.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, I'm trying to find the right vibe. You know, it's purple. It's gonna got the monomania feel to it. Like, why not?
I love
a little bit of that.
I love
over
it
here.
Yeah, I back the Monomania vibes.
Oh yeah,
I back it 100%. Very nice.
Oh, you're muted, brother.
Uh oh, no audio.
No audio.
I knew you were about to do something, Tony. I saw you with the phone like this. I was like, he's coming with it.
I thought that was an appropriate song while we figure out these technical difficulties.
Oh, rest in peace.
I know, dude.
Oh, I know.
I know. R.I.P. Man, that was a loss. My nan, I was with my nana when she found out, and she was bawling her eyes out.
Dude, he's a legend. Have you seen all his outtakes? He's fucking funny.
Yeah, he's an absolute legend.
He shit talks. He swears like a sailor, but he's like
a sailor.
So that chill just at the got same back time.
8 months at sea. Yeah.
Damn, I wish I could. It would have been cool to do some. I know a few podcasts. This one I listened to called King and the Sting. They did like an ode to Jeopardy, and they did. They like set it all up in the podcast, and they they had like four of the people in there like as contestants, and one Chappelle Lacey actually like he played the part of Alex, so it was pretty funny.
Some of his outtakes of like I don't even think it was outtakes, it was like him, like he was talk rapping, like, you know, the music ones, and it was like Lil Wayne, like Wheezy F baby. Like just the way he'd say everything and like he'd like rap it was like funny. Yeah.
Who is Wheezy F baby? Holden, how you doing over there? Can you hear us? Give us a nod or do like a backflip if you can hear us. Okay.
Do a backflip.
It's all good. Maybe try. I know this is maybe come try like getting a little closer to your computer because it just sounds like you're like the audio is not picking up correctly.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like it's gating you out.
Yeah.
Is that a little bit better now?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you now. Yeah. I'm just gonna have to turn you up in the. Don't worry about it.
Let's try this again.
Yeah, let's try that again. So how have you been adjusting being stuck up inside and being told to do it? Has it been easy for you? Has it been like challenging?
I mean, it's been pretty easy. Not too bad. I kind of stay inside, do my own thing anyway. So right on.
What have you been
same?
Nothing new.
What have you been doing to kind of, you know, keep yourself busy or, you know, entertain?
And I'm just like, I'm back into like record collecting. I'm trying to work on like my own music, just kind of picking up new things, trying new things, just anything to keep me busy nowadays, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Playing Claude with the guys, yeah, with you know, boys, just yeah. Whatnot.
Very
just
nice.
Cool. Dude, I feel like the boys has become such a stronger bond because of COVID and Call of Duty.
Yeah. Squad bond.
Much has.
Yeah.
So did it affect your work at all or?
I mean, no, because I'm mainly focusing on school right now. So I'm not really working. I'm just focusing on
school. That's good. That's good.
How has it been doing school? Are you doing it all from home or do you go in? I know a lot of classes are shut down and they do it all online. Is that how it is for you?
Yeah, I've been mostly all online this semester. It's kind of weird. Cause like all my stuff's like pre-recorded, so like, oh, here's the lecture at, and it's just kind of whenever you can get to it. It's definitely a really weird change.
Yeah, I've always found it weird to like. I never did online classes before, even when I was in college, and I just don't feel like I'd be able to commit to an online class, you know, because it was hard. Like as soon as I showed up to college and like most classes don't count attendance, I was like, oh, easy. Well, I'm not going to come that much then.
Hard to be accountable.
Yeah. So,
sure.
Having to do it in my own room with all my distractions around me, I would have a super hard time committing to doing something that I probably don't really want to do anyways, you know,
and absorbing like the information. For me, like, unless I'm like really invested in doing it and someone's like showing me like you do this and here you go and having like discussions and stuff. But when it's just like reading and then you're just kind of like researching the right answer and doing, I'm like, so many people are probably graduating right now that shouldn't be like that have just like been looking up the answers for the last 6 months.
Or been just going to class drunk.
just
drinking White Claws during your lecture.
That'd be me for sure. Maybe not the White Claws, but I'd definitely probably be drinking a cold beer
for sure
or something.
Would have a White Claw.
Why not?
Had a cold one. Log in, just
it's never hurt nobody.
Out on it. Just...
Yeah, that's the college that I'm trying to go to. Yeah. Crack a cold one.
White Claw
Academy.
Old one. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
White Claw would be a community school for sure.
Absolutely, community college. Yeah.
Yeah, the one thing though that's kind of been nice about the quarantine is like having the ability to like kind of venture into new things that you know normally you wouldn't, which is kind of nice, I think. And then you can also focus on other things that you are like, you know, that are hobbies or whatever, and you can actually like put all that time into it, you know, and focus on it a little bit more than you normally would because you're trapped inside pretty much for the most part. So that's the one thing I think that's been nice about this is being able to just kind of get back to those things that, you know, maybe you lost that passion or fire for. And now that you have the extra time or, you know, the extra time, you can really dive into it. So that's cool. I was actually thinking about doing some kind of online schooling because I've never attended like anything after high school. And I was like, well, you know, I can probably do some kind of online schooling or something with, obviously I'd probably want to do something music related or communication or whatever. Cause I'm horrible.
Hey, it couldn't hurt.
Yeah, it won't hurt. It's just money wise. I'm just like, do I want to spend the money on that? Like,
there's you got to look at it like an investment though, you know?
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah. And so, but yeah.
Yeah. As long as it's something, if you're spending money, it should be to make you more money. Like, that's like how I view it. It's like, if you're going to go to school, it should be something that can, you can turn into something that can benefit your life. And then as long as it's for that reason, like, you'll probably be successful at it, and it won't be a waste of money, because then you're like, all right, I can utilize this to benefit my life every day and potentially, you know, financially as well, which obviously is great.
Yeah. So, on this podcast, we're doing a little kind of, I guess the subject today is, you know, music and whatnot we've been listening to during quarantine. You know, if there was any bands or any artists that have like really stood out to you, or maybe you want to follow, my dog's barking. Yo,
it's fine.
But anyways, yeah, like any music that, you know, you're kind of like help you cope with this whole situation.
Yeah, I've been listening to like a lot of weird stuff lately. Right now, like Movements has been on my list with their new record they just put out. I'm kind of like refining like country music from like a long time ago I used to like. I'm just listening to a lot of weird stuff right now, just finding a bunch of new stuff.
Yeah, I found that I like kind of went down a rabbit hole of revisiting stuff from the past, like
exactly,
because I mean, for like the last 6-7 years I've basically only played Word Alive music. So now that I have this electronic kit and I can play whenever, I was like, well, what can I jam? And I'm like, I haven't learned anything new. So I had to like go down the library of stuff that I used to play as a kid. So I'm like revisiting a lot of Rush, a lot of older death metal stuff that I used to be really into, which I can hardly keep up with on the drums at all anymore, but it's still like kind of fun to try. And I found myself going kind of back in time a little bit music wise as well.
I as well have been back in time. So I used to love this band, It Dies Today.
Oh shit.
And I was cleaning and I found this old CD, the Catlift Choir. And I was like, damn, man, I really love this CD. So I started listening to it, sort of jamming to it.
We used to rock out to that album all the time.
Yeah. So as of like the last week and a half, I have been like blasting It Dies Today.
Nice.
So just going around, just loving it.
Buffalo, New York too.
Dude. That's those four
pizza and wings, bro.
Yeah. Pizza and wings, period. Yeah.
I literally did the same thing. I just, the other day, I put my phone on shuffle and of just like old music I've bought, like from like iTunes actually, instead of like listening on Spotify, which is what I normally do. And then I stumbled across As Cities Burn, and I just went on a huge trip. I listen to like Son, I Loved You at Your Darkest, like the whole record, and I'm just like, fuck, this is still so good.
I feel like that band was so underrated. I still underrated. To this day,
they're ahead of their time. Yeah,
still, like my core friend group in high school all loved that band and that album.
Yeah,
Tony, that's, you're the reason I started listening to them, because I know you loved like the guitar work and stuff, and I was always like, I gotta check this out.
Dude, guitar parts are so unreal on that record.
Still to this day, like Cody, I think, I can't remember his last name, but I believe his first name's Cody, the guitar singer. Like he is
Cody.
Been a huge influence to my like guitar playing and style. Like he has just a lot of cool like character.
I can hear it for sure. I can definitely hear it. Yeah.
You know, like once, you know, at that era when we were all kind of getting into like the screamo music and metalcore stuff. But I would really call them more like screamo, but
they were screamo for
they
sure.
They were just they had emotion, and like that, when that album came out, I was just like, holy shit! Like even like Under Oath, I loved Under Oath and like The Bled, and you know those bands of that era were like fucking like the top dogs in that scene. But when like that album came out, I was just like, holy shit, this is like different, because they had like that weird rock, like almost like classic rock vibe. Like, and I got kind of like, if like Pink Floyd was like a screamo band, sort yeah. of, you
There's
know.
There's a lot of atmosphere, I remember.
Yeah.
I feel like an album like Define the Great Line wouldn't have existed had Son I Loved You at Your Darkest.
I agree. I totally agree.
Been first. Because it was like heavy at times, but it wasn't like chug heavy. Like it was very, yeah, like very like aggressive, but like very sad. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of it was like
yeah,
sad.
Yeah, it's really sad, the album.
And
it's full.
And there's just so much to, I don't know, just like the emotional undertones of that record. It always stuck with me and it came on. And it's funny you said, Holden, about old country you listen to, because I was talking to someone the other day and they're like, do you like country music? And I was like, well, not like really like modern country so much, but I'm like Garth Brooks back in the day, just like that Travis Tritt, like that era of music in the country world. I'm like, those songs are fucking awesome.
Dude,
those
yes.
songs go hard.
I've been listening to a lot of country, which I've always liked country, but I've never been like a hardcore fan, you know? And like where I live now, me and Matt both kind of live in the same area where it's a lot more country, a lot of farms and you know, stuff around here. I've been listening to a lot of Alan Jackson and like Kenny Chesney, even though like,
Alan Jackson goes hard too.
Dude, oh, yeah. I've been listening to a lot of that, and I actually like surprised I never listened to this band before, but I've been obsessed with this band called Seaway that are actually on Fearless Records. They just put out a new record called Big Vibe. And I actually was telling Matt about them, but it is fucking, it's called Big Vibe. The album, dude, it is so fucking good. Like the album from the beginning to the end, like front to back, it's great. Like it gives you like kind of like a throwback, you know, to like those punk rock days of like, you know, early 2000 pop punk, but it has like almost like a grungy, like balancing
it's like,
composure
it's,
vibes.
I listened to like the happier. First three songs today. It reminds me of like Band Camino, but less polished in a way, but more pop punk, if you know what I mean, right?
No, yeah, totally. Yeah. I love this album. If any of you guys haven't checked it out, I would definitely recommend it. Like the first song, Brain Ajar, is great. Big Vibe is awesome. I mean, the whole album, Pathetic, Wild Things, like those songs really stand out the most on the album, but it's a good record to like just jam out to, like, if you want to feel like kind of happy, and it kind of makes you bring you back to like when you're a little bit younger and times are easier.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna like put my dog downstairs. This is a bad idea.
All right, man. Well, we got about a little bit of time left before we have to move on to the next guest. Before we let you go, we just wonder if you have any questions for us or anything before we send you off.
Yeah, I've got one question.
Okay.
Is there a song y'all have yet to play live but like wish you really could?
Death is
a lot.
Yeah.
Yes, for sure.
The death song. That song.
Death is only the end. The story is about you. Everyone calls it just the death song now, which is kind of cool.
That song I think is going to be cool live.
Yeah. I think so too, for sure.
I'll go a step further and I'll give you one off every album that we haven't played, because we've played all of Deceiver, all of Life Cycles before. But and just to say a different one, I'll say Comfort and Chaos off of Monomania, Violent Noise, I'll say Lost in the Dark, Dark Matter, I'll say, if I can ever fucking sing this again, Branded, Real. Honestly, after listening to it more, because everyone commenting about it and Matt, probably 94th Street.
I love that song.
That's such a cool groove, like in that song. Like the chorus is
I actually went back and listened
after hearing Matt on stream.
That is a very hard song on drums.
Someone had
sure.
me play it on stream the other day, and I was just like, no shot. I was like, no way I'm going to be
able
to.
It's a lot more technical
right
at parts than I remember it feeling. Yeah. Like it doesn't feel that way, but when you're listening to it, I'm like, oh, holy shit.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, now I know why Matt doesn't like this.
I want to hear that song.
A hard song on drums.
I want to hear that song, like just in isolate the drums and just listen to it, because it's ridiculous. I remember like when I was like writing that song, I had like stupid drums like programmed, and Luke was I think we were on tour or whatever, and I think it was the
it was Killswitch Engage.
Yeah. Because we were on a bus.
Yeah, we did, me and you recorded demo vocals for that and collapsing in the back lounge.
Exactly, in the back lounge. I remember Luke was like, he was just learning how to program drums too. And he was like programming all the drums and like was playing all, like, you know, writing all this shit. And I was just like, what the hell is going on? Like, it changed the whole song. And it like changed the whole song like dramatically. I was just like, "Whoa, this is sick." But it's a little too much. I feel like he didn't have to go that hard, but it was his.
He didn't have to go that hard.
It was his first album. He definitely had something to prove, you know, to himself.
Yeah. All right, Holden. Well, it's been great talking to you, dude. I wish you all the best. Good luck at your online courses. Looking for straight A's. I want an update.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, and keep the Monomania vibes going. Yeah. Keep them alive and well in there.
Yeah, thank you very much, dude.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Of course, man. Have a great night.
Of course.
Good night. Bye.
Up next, we've got Heather as our second guest. Bring her in right now.
Oh, shit. Is this working now?
Yeah, it's working.
Welcome to the podcast.
What up?
Oh shit!
What an entrance! Yeah.
I just saw Matt trying to smoke his thingy.
Trying, succeeding.
He smoked a few things in his day.
A few.
Couple thingies.
Doobie's brother.
How's your day going?
Pretty good. I didn't know until like a half an hour ago that I was talking to you guys today. I thought she emailed me and was talking about tomorrow. So then I double checked the email and I was like, shit, that's in like half an hour.
Yeah. In our calendars, it says tomorrow as well, but in our emails, it's today. So.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense because I could have worked tomorrow. Either way, today's better anyways.
Yeah,
but
doesn't matter
I
to me.
Got off my horse and ran inside. I have to drive to town to get cell phone service. Otherwise, I don't have any. So I would have missed it.
Oh, damn.
Where do you live?
In the middle of the woods, in the middle of nowhere.
You're in like 2 hours. Seattle-ish, right?
Seattle?
Yeah, I'm about...
I'm sorry that you were breaking up real bad that
Are you guys
entire
there?
Time. Yeah, we're here.
Now?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah.
There we go.
I live in the middle of the mountains in the middle of nowhere. So.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
That explains it.
That explains it.
Yeah, it's terrible service.
Oh, it's all good. I grew up with that terrible service as well.
All right, sorry. I went to hang up on the Bluetooth and I literally
it cut out a little bit. But
there.
Is it working better now?
It's. I mean, we can hear you clear when you come through 100%. At least you know.
There we go. All
right.
We got Beanie Weather twins going on.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
Or triplets. Me, you, and Tony.
Yeah, but aren't you like in LA? It's 38 degrees here.
Oh wow!
What is it there?
It's like 60 it's degrees.
77 here.
77 right now.
It's beautiful.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it snowed at my house this morning. So.
Oh wow.
A little bit different.
Yeah.
I miss the snow.
Like half an hour.
I don't know why you're wearing a beanie. I can do it.
I mean, honestly, I just love wearing beanies. It's like sweatpants for your head. It's just comfortable.
Yeah.
I always wear a beanie regardless if it's hot or cold.
I can't. Well, it's so humid here. I mean, it's not, I guess it's kind of humid down there. It's so humid. And I live like in a valley of mountains and there's clouds over my property 24/7. And even in the summer, it's cloudy here and it's so humid. But
sounds terrible.
Like I said, we got snow last night. It is, but it's really nice because there's no people here. Wow. Nobody like, so it's perfect.
Yeah, I feel like it would be a different humidity than like Florida, which sucks. So it's totally different over there.
Yeah. I mean, we get like twice as much rain as Seattle.
Oh, wow.
And Seattle gets a lot of rain.
Yeah. So. That's a lot.
That is a lot of rain, yeah.
It's quite a bit, but... I love it. I wouldn't live anywhere else. I lived in Montana for a while and it was sunny all the time and I hated it.
I played this game called Microsoft Flight Simulator and I was flying around what is it? The Olympic Mountains? The Olympics?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was flying around up over there. Where are you in like compared to those?
I'm gonna go fly by your house.
Yeah. I'm just curious if you live in that area or not, because it's
looks send them the coordinates.
No, I literally live like on the top of the Cascade Pass between Seattle and like the east side. It's hard to explain. It's literally out in the middle of nowhere.
Send up a flare, if you were gonna leave you. Seattle.
Yeah, if you were going to leave, like, Seattle and go to Bellingham or Canada, and, like, halfway up, about an hour from Canada, just drove out into the mountains, like, an hour and a half, I'm out there in the middle of the mountains. That's cool. Nobody knows where it's at. It's called Darrington, but years ago, there was a huge mudslide, whatever they want to call it, killed, like, 60 people, and it was a huge international disaster. Jesus. Biggest one ever in the country, and that was like 16 miles from my house. Yeah, now people drive out here to see. I mean, it's like a mile long slide to come out here to see, I guess, where people died. Pretty sure we have like 1700 people here, and that's the biggest it's been my whole entire life. So I was born and raised here.
That's cool though. I like small towns and stuff like that. I feel like I'll eventually end up somewhere like that.
That's like my dream, like one day when I'm older, just live somewhere isolated where I can just like hang out, to make loud noise all the time, play music anytime without.
Yeah, there's like nothing here. It's a logging town. There's just mountains everywhere and clouds. That's about it.
That's cool.
But it's great. It's a good place. I left it, never thought I'd come back, and we came back, and like I said, it's like an hour and a half to Seattle without traffic. Okay. But you know, we get to go do a lot of stuff because Seattle and Bellingham are too far away. Yeah. So it's a good mix between the two. But I train horses, so for me it works really, really well. Yeah. There's tons of horses around here and Seattle money, so
easy to go for a little staycation in the city.
So today,
like on the podcast, we're having like the topic, is kind of how quarantine has been for you. Has it affected your life at all? And have you discovered any new music or anything like that that's helped you get through it in any way?
I mean, I'm terrible with music. Once I like something, that's what I listen to. I listened to like Godsmack's first CD for like 10 years straight. Like I don't hate my shit. And I hate to say this. I didn't even know who the fuck you guys were till I saw Falling in Reverse and you guys opened.
Oh yeah.
And
I remember at the merch table. Yep.
Yeah.
I told my husband, cause I'm, you know, in love with Corey Taylor, and I've followed Corey Taylor my whole entire life. And I was like, he's like the next Corey Taylor. And I've been obsessed with you guys since. So other than you guys and everything else I listen to Beartooth obsessively. Corn Scene, Telly's playlist on Spotify, that's the only way I get new music. Otherwise I don't get
that's
new music.
So sick.
I listen to like Pearl. Yeah, I don't listen to, I mean, I listen to Wordle. I have every year playlist every once in a while. My husband's big into like A Day to Remember, and he has he'll listen to random playlists all day. I can't do that. I'll go crazy. Mm-hmm. I have to listen to shit I know, but except for your playlist, I take your word for it. I'm like, well, if he likes it, it's gotta be somewhat, you know, gotta be good. But no, I haven't really changed. You know, I still listen to the same stuff. I've been listening to Nirvana a lot lately. So Kurt Cobain actually went to a boys' school here in this town that I live at because he was sent away for like as a troubled youth. And my uncle grew up with Kurt Cobain, and we have a lot of this memorabilia and stuff because they were really close.
That's awesome.
But I grew up listening to Nirvana, Alice in Chains, and stuff like that. So I've been listening to that a lot lately for some reason.
But other than
Beartooth, Fall, all the same shit that I've always listened to is all I listen to. Sometimes some George Strait randomly.
Everyone's been nostalgic meets like country music.
Yeah, you're the second person to bring up country music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Out of two people so far.
Or two for two.
Any music? Everybody thinks because I ride horses, I only listen to country. I don't like country at all.
Riding horses, so listen to Slipknot.
Every once in a while, I'll And yeah, I do not listen to country, but I like older country a little bit. So I do listen to country, but mostly just, yeah, like nostalgic type stuff. Mudvayne. I listened to Mudvayne for like a week straight. I haven't listened to them in so long. Literally,
my brother, he's my roommate, and he came running into my room like two nights ago, and he's like, dude, have you heard of Mudvayne? And I was like, yeah, of course I have. And he's like, yo, that song Dig is fucking heavy. I was like, I know. I was like, it's kind of it's genty. One of them lives out here.
The music video where like the guy is like the bass player is like all like
all in the white. I'm pretty sure that's Dig.
Yeah.
But one of them lives in Santan Valley somewhere.
Oh wow.
Oh shit.
Yeah, if together it would have been amazing because what he became so big so fast. But my friend was actually like at a library at a mall somewhere getting a book, and they were there signing autographs. And she waited in line for like 6 hours just to get me signed CD from them. And then they broke up and never, you know.
Good friend.
Yeah, I love them. I've listened to them a long time.
Yeah.
That's very a good nice. Friend to wait there, wait that long.
For real.
Oh, yeah, she's awesome. Yeah, she was like, your favorite band. They were like my favorite at the time. But yeah, she didn't still have it.
Yeah, so it seems to.
But I haven't listened to the whole.
Yeah, it seems to be that a lot of people, like at least so far, I mean, between all of us and the person before you and you, that a lot of people haven't really ventured out to anything new. A lot of people are like kind of going back in their music library. Like we were all just talking to the last person about how we've just kind of just gone back and revisited old music that we used to listen to a lot. Like, and I wonder if that has something to do with how almost too easy it is to find something new. It's almost overwhelming. Like, remember how Netflix used to have like 7 movies and they were all like pretty much good. And now there's,
I don't have,
oh, well for maybe you three, it used to, Netflix had like nothing on it, but everything that was on it was good. And now there's like 4,000 movies, and I just scroll and scroll, and I'm like, I have no idea what to watch. I can't find anything new to watch here.
I ventured out. I'm not very venturous. I mean, I spend more time listening to like Jeffrey Dahmer shit than I do music, if it's podcasts. Anything. So. Yeah.
I listen to more podcasts than music by far.
It's really crazy how that is like shifted. For a lot of people.
Yeah, it has shifted big time.
What's crazy is podcasts have like been around for so long, and I didn't really think of listening to them regularly like until the last couple years. My dad listened to podcasts when I was a kid, like 20 some years ago, and I've never really put two and two together that it was like a separate thing from radio. Like it's like there's a whole world of podcasts, and so it's pretty cool that it's become this exploding media format that I think, it's like it's meant for all different kinds of people depending on the subject, but in general I think it's people who like really enjoy specific things and they want to like know more about it or hear, like we'll finish like a crime, like, you know, podcast thing, and I'm like, all right, hit play on the next one. Like I don't even care what it is. I'm just like, I want to hear more stories, and this is cool and it's different. Like it feels different, but it's the same, you know. It's like gonna be probably a pretty like riveting story, and you're like, all right, now on to the next. And because I think that the cool thing about podcasts is they don't have to like sit with you and marinate, like, you know, like how like music, you could listen to music and be like, I don't know, I think I don't like that.
Yeah,
a podcast, you like, you know, like,
that's me with like, I like that
or I don't. And but you're not like re-listening to the same episode a million times. So like you're really like soaking it in, enjoying it, and then letting it go. And I like that about it.
Yeah, it's really cool that it's like entertaining, but at the same time it could be very like educational.
Yeah, you can learn a lot from podcasts.
There's a lot of cool stuff that, you know,
a lot of good information.
You, at least for myself, like there's been a lot of topics and, you know, people have gone on and spoke about things I would never ever think of, and I'm like, oh, like at the end of the podcast, I'm like, well, I just learned like a bunch of new things that I probably never would have like searched or looked for my whole life. So it's nice. Yeah, I love this. I love having this outlet too for us to talk, you know, to friends, family, fans, whatever, and make it a community kind of thing where we can discuss like fun shit. And hopefully when anyone listens to this, they like leave gaining some, you know, some new information or
knowledge or some insight.
Or insight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's been an interesting year. That's for sure. I mean, it's been interesting for everybody, but my day job that I had other than training horses was eliminated on March 17th. I got laid off essentially. And then I found out like June 1st, it was done. And then I don't know if you guys remember, I had my shoulder replaced, I think like May also. And then I'm not even supposed to touch horses till January. And I started riding like 3 weeks later and about a month ago, got busted up, broke my knee, tore my ACL, my MCL, and I have surgery on that now. So, but normally when I hurt myself, because it's often saying that this happens a lot, I've had 20 surgeries in 10 years. So I'm used to it. I usually don't go do anything.
Training rodeo horses? What?
Mustangs, actually. I train wild Mustangs.
Oh, well, that explains it.
I get them from the wild, and then, well, they call them gentle it. You gentle the horse. You don't train it, and then place it in homes and stuff. But, yeah, I mean, I just hurt myself a lot.
You're going to be like a bionic woman.
And I don't stop. But now I have to, like, everything stopped, so I have to, like, sit here and heal, and I'm going freaking crazy. I hate it. I'm like, I can't, our barn's shut down, so I can't go train, so I have to actually heal, and I just don't like it.
Well, it's probably, your body, you might hate it, but your body is probably for the first time in a long time, like, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Please.
Yeah, I mean, it is, I hunt, and I went out for, like, nine hours yesterday and hiked my ass off, and that made me feel amazing because I hate sitting around. I'm going crazy. So to at least get out and do something. Deer, elk, bear, cougar.
Nice. Thank you. I'm running.
Yeah. Didn't see you.
I am a hunter as well.
I've
been hunting since I've been 13. I haven't really, I'm like really weird about it because I do love animals, but I am a meat eater.
Yeah, me too.
I'm a meat eater, so like I don't want to be a hypocrite, but I'm like very like, I don't know why, but I'm very like picky about what I am hunting. But I've gone hunting like whitetail, I've gone hunting elk, but I've never got anything like big game besides like a javelina is like the biggest game. But I do just enjoy going. It's like been a family tradition kind of thing that I go with my dad and like some of my, you know, my cousins and relatives, and we just like, I just enjoy getting out into the woods and stuff. So that's cool though.
Yeah. And I've hunted, like you said, since I was like 12 or 13 or something, but I started going with my dad when I was really young, and my whole family does it. I was a vet tech for 14 years, so I'd go save animals and then go kill animals, but you know, rather like shoot and have it die and then me process it myself than go to a store and buy a cow that sat in a shitty pack, you know, or something like that. Food where an animal died instantly and respectfully than, you know, the other way.
No, I agree.
All right, Heather. We have to move on to the next person. It's been great talking to you. Glad you're trying your best to do good. Sounds like you're getting a little stir crazy, but I think a lot of us are. So
yeah. Thanks for driving to town too.
Thank you, Heather.
Hopefully you're
feeling
good soon,
guys. Hopefully you can do another live stream concert soon or something.
Definitely early next year.
Not doing one ever. I'm just kidding.
Ever. All right.
Yeah, thanks, no problem. Guys. Have a great night.
Take care.
See you later. And, well, that's where I lost the last half of the podcast. I had a little computer issue, and Zoom decided it didn't want to convert a few audio files. So I apologize for that. Eric and Nick will have you guys back on again. It ain't nothing but a thing, you know what I'm saying? But anyways, guys, thank you so much for listening and continuing to listen. We hope you guys enjoyed that episode. It's been cool having guests on and hearing what they're up to and stuff like that. So anyways, make sure to leave this podcast 5 stars, maybe even a little comment on there telling Apple how much you love listening to it, or whatever you're listening to it on, maybe Spotify or whatever else is out there. I actually have no idea what else is out there besides Spotify and Apple. But anyways, I hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving weekend if you celebrate, and we will see you guys next week, I believe. Have a great day, keep it real, stay positive, and we'll see you next time, guys. Peace.